You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
It's the type of town I could spend a few days in Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Going to Miami.
Hey, you guys, Bing is for doing, and tonight we are doing the Real Housewives of Miami after show on AfterBuzz TV, and we're covering the series, or not the series, the season's finale. And I'm your host, Molly Harper, and tonight we have my lovely co-host,
Michelle Renee.
Yay, Michelle Renee. And unfortunately, Kristen Carney and Jake Dupree are not here tonight because they're off in various parts of the country celebrating the holidays, but Michelle and I are dedicated, and we stayed here just to watch Real Housewives for you.
And because I can't afford to go home.
Yeah. Well, we're just,
but
you
I
know.
Do it for you guys, too.
Yeah, no. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. So we, it was... We watched the finale, and I have to say, I was just kind of a little like, eh.
I definitely think it's a lot of things that we've already been over mm-hmm. in several episodes. Lisa right. with her baby thing. We've, you know.
There was nothing too exciting, right? Yeah,
nothing new.
Did you think it was a good finale?
No.
No, me neither.
I didn't, to be honest.
It was kind of a letdown a little bit. As we had been talking about the last couple episodes, our interest in these women has grown and grown, and it seems like the tension had started to really build in recent episodes, and it got more exciting, and I was really looking forward to maybe some brawls and all-out, you know, mm-hmm. tension or excitement. And we actually ended up getting the complete opposite of that, and the show opened with the women all making peace not only with each other but with themselves when they did that ritual of letting go that Mary's soul walked them through with the flowers in the ocean. And, you know, I have to admit, I thought that was actually a really beautiful ritual, and I thought it was a very meaningful, and it almost made me tear up a little bit when I watched Anna talk about everything she's going through with her divorce. But at the same time, I was thinking, are these the same women I've been watching for the past 2 months? Because they're all getting along and acting so mature and peaceful, and this is not what I recall seeing the last couple episodes.
I thought it was fake, to
fake.
Be honest. Yeah, okay. Like, I mean, what's in maybe some of their situations, I understand some mm-hmm. of the, but for instance, what's her name? Marisol.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that everyone is going to have this whole, like, aha turnaround, like, I need to cleanse myself, I need to make a whole turnaround, things that I haven't wanted to change for years, like Andrea not wanting to get married, right. Like all of a sudden she wants to just because she's in Bimini. Like, what's in the water that's making everyone do this whole, like, renewal?
That should be a whole other series, like, what's in the water in Bimini? Yeah. Because it makes people crazy.
Yeah, so I thought it was a little contrived personally, but I'm just a pessimist, so
I see what you're saying, and I felt like there was, to me, there was a little bit of raw emotion there just because I saw Anna tear up, I saw Joanna tear up, and I saw Alexia tear up, and it seemed like there were quite a few tears except for Leah, of course. Leah doesn't really show that much emotion except for when her dog dies.
She sounded like she was going to cry, but I don't know if that was her normal voice or if she...
And because she has that weird voice. And,
yeah, and sometimes it sounds like she's going to cry.
But she had the sunglasses on as well, and all the other women didn't. And I feel like that was shielding her from showing her emotion. So I don't know. You're right. I mean, she did seem a little, maybe she was maybe a little choked up. It's hard to tell.
And I know, wait, before you move on, sorry. I noticed this about Leah's whole renewal thing. Everyone else started with, like, I need this. I'm cleansing this in my life. And she goes, well, like, I'm glad. Like, she kind of addressed it to the other women. Like, my wish and hope is that everything that you guys wish for gets cleansed and renewed. And so I thought that was interesting. Not really an awe. Not really an awe. Like, she wasn't addressing any issues that she has.
It's, yeah, I felt the same way. I'm so glad you brought that up because I almost forgot about that. And I think that, I thought two things when she did that. First of all, I thought it was kind of manipulative because it's hard to get mad at somebody who says something like that. And I think that she's, I don't think she's ever that truthful. I think there's always something conniving about her. So in a way, it's kind of conniving. It's like, oh, you ladies can't get mad at me because I'm going to only wish good wishes to all of you. And secondly, they all revealed something personal. I mean, it's like they're all letting their guard down a little bit. They're all saying something that is bothering them in their lives. And then she's basically like, I don't have anything bad in my life, but I hope you all get through your pain. It's kind of condescending.
Yeah.
Which is probably what you just said, but I just...
No.
I just really feel that way about her. No. But I just feel that way about her. I really do. I don't know if there's anything really that honest. I keep wavering. I don't... My gut tells me there's nothing honest and nothing genuine about her, but then there are those rare moments where she does something like, oh, that's logical or that makes sense. So... They all threw those beautiful flowers in the water. I wondered where they got the flowers because they were gorgeous.
Some of them had bouquets, like a lot, lots of flowers.
Yeah,
like Joanna. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we noticed the same thing. She had like a huge bouquet and I was like, whoa, okay. Like,
but it was, you know, it was what it was. It was a nice moment. I just don't know if it was consistent with what we've seen in this season.
Especially when most Real Housewives finales, they end with a little bit of tension and drama just because obviously going into the reunions, you're going to have to see some kind of conflict there.
Well, exactly. So that's the same thing I was thinking. I mean, if you remember Real Housewives of Orange County, not this past season, but the season before, I mean, Tamara and...
Gretchen. No.
I was going to say Tamara and what was the one that used to be the playmate? They got in a...
Gina.
Gina. They got in an actual, altercation. Yeah. And you kind of hope that there's drama because then at the reunion, you're like, oh, I can't wait to see how they're going to rip each other apart there. But now I'm like, we saw previews of the reunion next week and you see a lot of arguing. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought they all just made peace.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I agree.
It doesn't make any sense. It's weird. Producing and
so story. It's like something's fake. Either the drama at the reunion is fake, or the drama on the trip is fake, or all of it's fake. But I don't know.
I mean, because you could have a peaceful reunion. I guess it's just not that exciting.
So
to
that's
watch.
Something is not right.
So then they get back to Miami, and we cut into a very odd story piece of Adriana playing a piano duet at a piano recital with her son. It's like, what? She plays piano? Did we know this?
No.
And, okay, I played piano my whole life growing up. I've played in many a piano recital in my life. I would have never, ever dreamt of showing side boob in a piano recital. Like, did you see her side boob? She's playing, and it's, like, so inappropriate for children and their parents to be playing in that dress. She looked gorgeous, but it just wasn't the right outfit for it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
The only thing that I think it kind of promoted was her worldliness and sophistication, because you know she speaks all these languages and you know
she
plays piano and you know she sings and she just does it all. So I guess that, I mean, that's the only thing I thought about it. Like, oh well, I guess she's not as dumb as we all thought, she seems.
I never thought she was dumb personally. You're not a big fan of her, are you?
I'm not.
No.
I don't know.
I see, I like her.
Yeah, I'm not. She doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. I like her. I mean, I have to say, watching her play piano was interesting because you're right. We got to see a new side of her intelligence.
Literally.
Her. Yeah, a new side of her. Literally. That's funny. But I guess what they were going for in that storyline was showing her bonding with her son and then afterwards telling her son that she and...
Frederick
are getting married, and her son's reaction. What did you make of her son's reaction?
It was so cute. I love it. I want him and RJ to be like friends and like hang out.
They're like the same age.
Yeah.
Do you think her son's happy about the marriage?
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he doesn't seem unhappy about.
Yeah,
it, right?
He just seems, and just like he said, he's like, oh, there's not really a big difference, you know.
Yeah,
I guess he's been living with this guy for several years.
Right,
I don't know exactly how many, but just, you know.
What I want to know is, so Adriana's made it very clear that once they get married, they're going to move into the houseboat, and I want to know, does her son have to live on the houseboat too?
Where else would he go?
I mean, it's just a crowded houseboat. I mean, a houseboat to me is like, if you're going to live on the houseboat with house, why can't I say that? Houseboat. That's really hard to say. If you're going to live on a houseboat, if you're going to make that very bizarre choice in life to live on a boat, do it when you're like retired and the kids are out of the house. But don't make your, you know, 12-year-old son grow up on a boat.
So their primary residence is going to be the houseboat.
I think so. That's what it seems like. That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Like, he can't have friends over or anything.
I wrote that down. Does the son have to live on the boat? Like, so concerned. I mean, granted, I'm sure the houseboat's nicer than many people's homes in the world. It just seems a little reclusive for a kid. Like, you think when you're 12 years old, you probably want to live in a house and have your friends over or run around the neighborhood or play outside. When you're on a houseboat, you're kind of, like, docked up somewhere, kind of secluded from society. It's not really the best place, I would think, for a preteen to grow up.
Well, the question is, do you think that they're going to go through with the marriage?
I mean, I hate to be a pessimist, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. Mm-hmm. Just because it's this group of women, the marriages don't seem to last that long.
So you think they're going to go through with it and then get a divorce, or just not go through with it at all?
Part of me thinks they might not even go through with it. They might just stay engaged for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
We don't know the status right now today, right?
It may be out there somewhere, but I didn't look for it.
You didn't look?
I mean, I don't think so. Like, we would have heard that,
You
right?
didn't spend your free time looking up Adriana's relationship? It's okay, I didn't either. Okay, so one thing I want to know. So then going back to relationships, we met Marisol's ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, for the very first time. Finally.
Well, he was on the first season a little bit.
Okay.
But at that, their relationship is a little bit different then.
So for me, it was the first time seeing him because I didn't watch the first season. And my initial reaction was that he was cute and French, I take it. He looks really cute. I thought he was like, there's something very appealing to him, about him to me.
Really?
Yeah, but he looked like he could be her son. Like, he looks so much younger to me. So much younger.
I should have looked up how old he was.
I know. But she obviously, like, I think he must be younger because she made a reference to, like,
when you get older.
When you get older. I'll be older too, but when you get older. To me, it seems like probably, if I had to guess what happened, is it seems like they still really love each other and care for each other. It seems like there's no argument. I mean, they seemed very friendly with each other in that meeting. You know, it seems like there's a lot of love there, a lot of care there, but just not compatibility. And maybe part of that has to do with his age. Maybe he wasn't ready.
See, I don't think so. I think that and I honestly know nothing about the situation besides what I've seen on the show. But I think there might be some truth to the whole he used her for a green card thing. And I think he might be just a nice person in general. And that's why he can at least act like he... versus what we're going to discuss, I'm assuming, next, which is the idiot that Anna was married to.
Right.
I think he's a little bit more compassionate, and maybe it's the whole French thing, you know, that he can actually, you know, be a little compassionate, I guess. I don't know. That's the word I'm looking for. But I think he used it for the green card, and then he
you
got out of
there. That's what happened?
Yeah.
So younger, that's the rumor old, out there? The green.
Yeah, yeah. That he just
what
used it
there?
For a green card.
So then she would have just gained a cute husband? I mean, what was in it for her?
She thought that he loved her.
Okay.
Like, on the first season, like, he, you know, he was very doting on her.
Really? And,
you know, he proposed in this, like, romantic, where were they? Like, a ski resort or something?
Okay.
Yeah. She had on a fur, you know, jacket.
Of course, she always works for her.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think she thought that there was really love there, and maybe there was some, but I think his ultimate goal was to get the green card.
Okay. I didn't know about the green card rumor, but that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they're both going to part okay. I think they're both going to be fine.
That question there is, are they even divorced now?
Right. I guess we'll find out.
We should have looked that up, too.
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, okay. So then the other thing that crossed my mind when he walked into her apartment. By the way, I don't know if we've ever seen Mary Soul's apartment, like, from that perspective, but I like the way it was decorated.
I did, too. I agree.
I like it. Looked very Miami to me. Miami, old school Miami. But when he walked to the door, I was like, of course, he's from another country. Because every single man in this show is, like, they're all married to, like, European men. Or Brazilian or French or Polish or whatever. So then Mary Soul, we saw her sit down for lunch with her mother to talk about planning her company's 10-year anniversary. And I had a visceral reaction to seeing Mama Elsa's face because it looked wider and rawer than normal. It looked painful. But you thought she looked good.
Yes.
So clearly
Molly is literally cringing during the episode and like has to look away.
I had to look
because
away
because of Mama Elsa's face.
It looks so painful. It looks raw.
I thought it was one of those things that happened to Bruce Jenner where the plastic surgery went wrong. They finally realized this plastic surgery is only making me look worse, not better. Mm-hmm. And so she's clearly, hopefully, stopped getting plastic surgery. And so now her skin is starting to, you know, the wrinkles are starting to come, so it's looking a little bit more natural. It's looking naturally unnatural, if that makes sense.
Her face looks so wide.
I don't know. To me, she seemed to look more natural this episode.
You think?
And better. But I don't know. You had the complete opposite reaction.
I had the opposite reaction. I just, you know, I worry about Mama Elsa. I don't want her to get any more surgery. And then we had, of course, Anna and Richard. Robert, whatever.
Yeah, sorry,
Anna and Robert getting their divorce.
He is lame.
Thank you. I can totally understand why they're getting divorced but I wouldn't have such a difficult time signing the paper because I'd be like, you are so annoying. I am signing this right away. I don't know if he's overcompensating because of the cameras and trying to be funny all the time, but he's just has no consideration for her feelings. He thinks everything is a joke. He makes obnoxious comments to everything she says. I just find him repulsive. She can do a lot better.
Yeah. I have three comments.
Okay.
As far as she can do a lot better, why have we never seen her new boyfriend? Because I wrote that down. I was like, why have we never seen Anna's new boyfriend? Because she mentioned, like, this makes me wonder where my new relationship's going to go.
Yeah.
While she's hounding Karen about her relationship, where's your man? I think that, to me, that's a little sketchy. If you're going to be on a reality show,
right,
and, like, part of it is that you're having this marriage fail and you have a boyfriend, why wouldn't he be on the show?
That's a good point. So, that's a really good point.
That, to me, is interesting. Secondly, she kept mentioning the kids. And I don't know. My parents are divorced, and they got divorced when I was younger. And, I mean, it wasn't really hard for me either way. But her kids are, like, grown. So it's like, why are you worried about the kids? Like, that to me doesn't make sense. But I know some people think that it's worse when the kids are older. Some people think it's worse when the kids are younger. So I don't know.
Right.
Did you think that was odd? You think she was just using that as a scapegoat?
I think she's just using that as a scapegoat because it's painful for her.
Yeah, I agree. And my third comment was back to Richard Robert, who gives a damn.
I think it's Robert.
She's like, he tries to make light for my benefit. And it was the complete opposite. Like, he's making light of it because he doesn't care about your feelings and really wants out of this marriage. And you've been holding him for 2 years.
I think he's made it clear in every instance that we've seen him that he wants out of the marriage. And I think that's her denial kicking in. Or maybe she's embarrassed that she was married to somebody so annoying for so long, and she just feels like, I'll just cover him and say that he's doing it for my benefit. C'est la vie. Bye, Robert. See ya. And then we saw Lisa and Daisy. We saw Daisy's disgusting surgery. I had to close my eyes for like a good 5 minutes. That was disgusting. I did not need to see all that. That was TMI.
They didn't really show anything.
Just the sawing sound and then the sucking of the tomato bisque soup. I was like, great, thanks. I have a thing of tomato bisque soup in my fridge from Trader Joe's right now that I'm definitely never going to eat again, ever. Gross. Thanks for ruining that for me, Lisa. But it was hysterical seeing Daisy on the drugs.
Literally laughing out loud.
And, you know, their relationship's really endearing. I think it's sweet that they are very close and... it's nice that Lisa can do this for Daisy. If it's going to make Daisy happy, great. I'm happy for them. And then what did you think of Lisa and Lenny when they are out by the pool talking about their plans for their new house on Star Island?
There were a few awkward moments when I was a little bit uncomfortable. Like, she was trying to interject, and he, like, was looking at her like, shut the hell up.
kind of. Like when she said, let's put the baby nursery off the bedroom.
Yeah, and he like cut her off kind of and then like gave her like a weird look. I don't know. There was a few uncomfortable moments, but like at the end when he's like, yeah, you really should tell me I love you more. I bet you love me more. And then she started crying. That was a sweet moment.
You know, I just think for their sake, putting the nursery off the bedroom would probably not be a good idea because if they aren't able to have a baby, that would just be heartbreaking to have that there all the time. And then we saw Lisa and Joanna head down to Leah's office, where Leah made it very clear that she was a successful businesswoman and everything long before she met her husband, which I just have a really hard time believing.
Do you think she just, like, rented out someone's office and...
No, I think she has a... That'd be funny. Welcome to my company, girls. Though I could totally see her doing
yes.
that. No, I think she obviously has a legitimate skincare line. I don't know a lot about it. I've never heard of it. I've heard of companies like Clinique. I've never heard of Leah Black's skincare line. But I'm just saying that I think, again, this is a circumstance of Leah trying to prove to everyone how great she is. Her life is perfect. She was an independent, successful woman well before she had her husband. Like, it's always like she's trying to one-up everyone. Like, I'm this fabulous person. And Lisa, darling, I really hope that one day you'll find something that makes you happy like I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so patronizing all the time, I feel like. Well, but she's trying to be Mama Bear at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, she's just setting herself up for failure because obviously something, you know, is going to happen. I don't know, this season or next season, you know. No one can be on top. In quotes, forever. So, I don't know.
I thought she was going to offer Lisa a job. And she was like, what makes you tick? I was like, is this a job interview? Is she going to offer Lisa a job at her skincare company? That would be hilarious.
Out of everyone, though, and I don't know if this is natural, but it's probably not, but Lisa has the best skin.
She does have, no, Joanna has great skin.
Oh, this is
true. Gorgeous skin.
This is true.
But I think actually... It would be maybe if we do have another season, if Lisa is still not pregnant and she's still looking for something to do with her time and energy, it would be kind of funny to see her working alongside Leah at the skincare company.
Yeah. I feel like that could be its own show.
It would be great.
A spinoff.
Sorry, I heard a weird buzz. And then we saw Karen and her father, and her father was clearly ill, and I feel really bad for even... second guessing if he was or was not.
Yeah.
Oops. Forgive me for that. So he clearly was sick, and seeing him, you know, in pretty bad shape, and Karen, despite everything about her, is, I think, clearly a very good and devoted daughter, and seeing her take care of her dad like that tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. And, you know, it's just... if she loses her dad, that'll be really sad for her, and I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, even though her relationship with Rodolfo clearly is a hot mess, if that's what... Well, they're not together anymore, as we saw. But, I mean, if that's what she needs, you know, in a moment like that, when you see her with her dad in that moment, it's kind of like, even if her and Rodolfo have this messed up relationship and she forgave him, if that's what she needs to make her feel better, then... you know, who are we to judge it? That's how I felt about it. Obviously, I don't think Rodolfo is great. I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but...
Right. Well, we were about to get into that, and we saw their Skype call. And, you know, you're right. If that makes her happy, fine. But I don't truly think it's making her happy. I think it's causing her heartache. And she's constantly defending him. And I feel like she did it again tonight. She said, you know, it was all a publicity stunt. And I totally believe that. And Rodolfo, since he travels so much, didn't have time to tell me, honey, there's a publicity stunt that's about to be out there. Well, that's just a lie, Karen. He could have sent you a text saying, don't fret. A publicity story is coming out about me having a girlfriend. FYI, I want you to know first. That's what somebody who would care about you would do. First of all, somebody who really cares about you
wouldn't
do the freaking stunt. Because
it's not, like, it's they were disgusting. Making out at a table. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's pretty gross. Like, would you want to be with somebody who would do that? No.
No.
But I just feel like you're right. I mean, we're not, if it makes her happy, fine. But I just don't believe that it's making her happy. And I think she's really defensive and spending so much energy defending him all the time. I'm like, if you spent that much energy maybe finding somebody new, I think you'd be a lot happier.
But I think she just needed someone in that moment. It's kind of like she's going to have, if she would have broken up with him or whatever, she would have had two heartbreaks, two difficult things to deal with.
Right.
And it just, I don't think it would have made the situation worse. Not saying that her getting back with him made the situation better, but at least it didn't make it any worse than it already was, if that makes sense. I'm just kind of...
Right. No, you're right. And but it's clearly her mother is not, though, on Team Rodolfo anymore.
No.
Her mother was like, I would not trust this man. Basically, I don't think her mom, you know, doesn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
And something about seeing Karrant Skyping with Rodolfo again, we see them Skype so much. It's like, it's just kind of heartbreaking because it's like, that's not going to go anywhere when you just have a relationship on Skype.
Yeah.
You have to have an in-person relationship.
Well, I'm sure she's got a new man now. I don't know if she does, but...
Hopefully.
I've seen this with Housewives shows before. Like, once the bad relationship comes out on the season, then all of a sudden, like, they get other guys, you know?
Yeah.
That are, like, more up to their standards, actually live in the U.S. full-time.
I think Karrant would be a good catch for someone. I mean, she's successful. She's attractive. She's smart. She cares for her family. Like, there's a lot of great things about her. She just needs to get rid of Rodolfo.
Yeah. You go, Karrant.
You go, Karrant. We believe in you. We think you can do it. And then we cut to the party, the 10th anniversary party.
Joanna and Rodolfo.
Oh my God. Joanna and Roman.
Roman. Rodolfo.
I totally forgot.
That's
sorry.
Someone else's man. Okay.
That's Karrant's man.
Yeah, okay.
But Joanna and Rodolfo would actually maybe be a pretty good pair. So, oh, that's right. Duh. Roman proposed to Joanna for the second time. What do you think of his proposal?
Womp, womp. What did I think of it? I don't know. What did you think of it? You can go first. Maybe it'll pull some emotions out of me.
I thought, first of all, he did something weird with his eyes a couple times. Where he made this twitching thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't know what that was about. If that was like a nervous, I'm doubting this whole thing tick, or if that was like the sun in his eyes, but there was something weird going on. I'm glad you noticed it too. What did I make of it? I didn't, look, typically when somebody proposes to someone in a movie or on the news, as we've seen, or viral on YouTube and this and that, I cry. I didn't get teary-eyed. I just don't know how much love there is. I mean, or maybe they care about each other, but I just don't think they're compatible. Because if they were, they wouldn't break up and argue. And as we know now, they're broken up again. It's like, this relationship is not working out for either one of them. And I think Roman's a really nice guy. I do. He doesn't really bother me, except for the, you know, email chain he had with that other woman. That wasn't great. But I just think that they both probably should part ways, and I think he should probably date Marta.
Yeah. And any proposal that includes an apology for cheating on the person, like, a few weeks ago, because he was definitely like, I know what I did a few weeks ago killed you. Like, it's not even like it was years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you have to question that.
I feel like they're both just in it now because they've been in it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems...
And I think the proposal definitely was just for the finale and just... It was putting on airs, personally. I mean, their story, lying to me, no.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which was annoying because we saw, excuse me, Adriana and Frederick. Like, do we really need two proposals?
Right.
Two divorces?
Right.
Like, one of each was fine.
One of each would be fine. Yeah. You're right. Oh, sorry, you guys. There's flies in the AfterBuzz studio swarming around our heads. sorry. That was kind of... gross. But speaking of, though, I do think that Adriana and Frederick's engagement is cute and sweet, and I hope that things go well for them. I do think there's love there between the two of them. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then I think I've covered it. We get to the 10th anniversary party. Am I missing something?
No, not that I can think of.
At the 10th anniversary party, we see Marta, who we haven't seen in episodes. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. And you think she gained weight since we saw her last?
She looked like she gained some weight since we saw her last. Not like there's anything wrong with it, but I just feel like there's something. Obviously, that shows how long it's been since we've seen her.
Mm-hmm. Mama Elsa's like, face looks different. Marta's gained weight.
Like, when was this shot? It seems like it was shot long after to me because some of the features look different. But it was brought up again, you know. Somebody asked, I don't know which of the ladies asked, if Marta, if she was happy for Joanna and Leah. Roman. It was Leah. You're right. Mm-hmm. And Marta was like, eh. She's like, eh. And Joanna said, I just really wish that Roman and Marta could work out their issues. And I want to be like, their issue is that they like each other. Because you don't bicker and argue like that with somebody when you're not attracted. Mm-hmm. It's like they're sexually attracted to each other. Otherwise, they wouldn't be bickering. Hello? I feel like that's obvious.
Hi.
I was saying hello to Joanna.
Hi.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know if they like each other.
You don't?
Or if they just... I don't know.
Why would she care so much then? Look, if my sister were with a successful...
Because I think he's mean to her. I think he's mean to her. I think he thinks
she's
lazy.
Mean to him.
I think he thinks she's lazy. He wants her to get out of their house. Clearly, like, her and, this fly is, like, crawling all over my face. clearly, she and Joanna have a tight relationship, and I think that affects his relationship with Joanna. So, yeah. The fly something interesting to say about the episode that he wants to share with us.
The fly is attacking me.
I don't know if they like each other.
Okay.
But I think I just don't have enough information on it to, like, make that assumption, even though I make a lot of assumptions on this after show. But I don't know.
Okay.
I just think he thinks she's lazy and, like, doesn't want her around.
I think that
so he's mean to
her. I think that you're definitely right and that he thinks she's lazy. I think that's true.
You think she's lazy? Is it what
no,
you
I think,
think
I think,
true?
I think,
think
no, I think you're right in thinking that. I would also agree that he probably finds it annoying that she's also always around meddling. But at the same time, I do think that there might be some sort of attraction there.
Yeah, probably. What this kind of got on my nerves a little bit when Joanna was like, I'm not going to choose sides. Like, I'm marrying him, so she needs to get with the program because I'm not going to choose sides. And so, I don't know. Family first. I mean, I obviously don't have a husband, so I don't really know, like, how that happens. I guess your husband does become your family. But if your boyfriend has proven himself to be a cheater, your sister's always been there for you, your dad walked out on your life, you are very close with your sister. I don't know. Even though that may be actually what happens in the situation, I don't think you need to make that, like, statement. I'm not going to choose sides. No, choose your sister's side.
Yeah, you have to choose this
when you're in a relationship with Roman, I think you should choose your sister's side.
You have to.
So anyway.
And then we saw... No, that's good. I think you're right. And then we saw the women kind of hint at Karen with a T one last time that Roman's probably not... That Rodolfo's probably not good for her. All these men's names start with R or F. It's so hard. Rodolfo. They all insinuated once again for a final time, hammered it into her head as if she didn't already know what they think, that they think that Rodolfo and her aren't good. It's like, ladies, she's not going to leave him. Just leave it alone at this point.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
I mean, yeah, I agree. She's not going to leave
him. I mean, would you have bothered bringing it up again?
Well, I don't know. I think it maybe was brought up just so they could be like, hey, like, we have someone we want to hook you up with. Like, you can do better. And just because maybe the cameras were there and they needed to talk about something. I've just become so jaded by the reality of it all.
Sorry. And then Yeah. And then last but not least, the whole thing closed down with a final dance and performance by Elaine. Really anticlimactic. Was horrible.
Yes.
It was horrible. Really. We did not need that performance with Elaine.
If Elaine was going to come, if you guys at least let whoever, the producers, whatever, arrange for Elaine to come, why was it not so a drink could get thrown in someone's face?
I know.
So, I don't know, her and Lauren, the other, the transvestite, or I don't know the exact terminology for it, but so they could get into an argument or something, like, so he could do a performance?
I know. It was really lame. And that's how it closed down. I know. I was so disappointed.
And it wasn't even a good performance.
It was horrible. I was like, we're closing on Elaine's performance?
Like, I want splits, a heel stretch, or something.
I
want
a fight, like you said. I want a fight that's going to lead into the reunion. So what's next? We see the reunion is happening next week, and you guys stay tuned because we might postpone our coverage of the reunion a week because I think Michelle Renee is the only one in town next week.
Yes, and I can't do it alone without
No, no. Okay. That'd be really hard.
It'd be really boring, like this episode of, like, a season finale.
It'd be like listening to the news or something. Anyway, so, we're probably going to cover it a week from then, but stay tuned. We'll keep you guys posted. I can't wait for it because I'm dying to know what drama they stir up or manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like we're going to get a little bit more closure on where these women's relationships are now, not only with each other, but with their men and what they're doing. I'm curious to see if Lisa is up to anything on the business side of things. If she's not pregnant, I wonder if she's putting her energy towards fitness and nutrition, like she said, or some sort of company or business of her own.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, Lisa.
That was good. That was good. Oh, Lisa, that was good. Yeah. I'm curious to see if Anna moves out of her house. She did kind of insinuate that she wonders what's next for her living situation with her daughters and her ex-husband out. And I'm kind of curious to see, what else? I guess
Lisa's book. That was a good one. That was the best piece of
Leah's book.
Leah.
Yeah, Leah's book.
That was the best piece of, like, you know, little info that we got at the end.
That she's writing a tell-all.
Yeah.
Well, I'll read it.
I will, too. I don't want the reunion to just, even though it's going to be harping on stuff that already happened, I want to know what's happening now.
That's like what I want.
Yeah. That's I want more of that, you know?
Exactly.
Is Lisa going to be pregnant? Like, you know, stuff like that. You just said the same thing pretty
no,
much.
No, any yeah. other questions that you might have during the reunion or wondering where they're at? Wondering where they are, rather?
Marisol, is she divorced?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roman and Joanna. Because the reunion's a little bit closer to now.
Right. No, they shoot it only within weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I just want an update on everyone's life, pretty much.
I want to see Daisy's new body.
Yes.
I hope she'll make an appearance.
She
that would be awesome.
They, yeah.
And we got to know what Marta's up to. We got to know if Marta is still living with Roman and Joanna or if she finally got her own place.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of a lot to wonder about what's going to happen. Do you have any news and gossip?
I don't. And no. I should have had more because there were a lot of questions that I probably could have answered for myself and for the listeners.
Well, I think that we'll probably have some questions answered next week. So I think maybe we can hold off on that until the reunion or from 2 weeks from now. And predictions, I mean.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Spooky lights. We talked about questions we have. Do you have any predictions about any of those things?
Lisa's not pregnant.
You think?
Yeah, I think. And I don't know because I didn't do any research before game. What else? Adriana and her fiancé are not married. Nothing has changed. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Not much has changed. And we're going to go over the same stuff that we've already been over several times.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you. Well, you guys, this was a fun season. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you probably in 2 weeks.
Do you think they're going to get another season?
I really hope so. That was actually something I really wanted to bring up. I hope they do, because I would love to see these women another season and go further into their relationships.
Yes.
So this has been really fun. You can follow me, Molly Harper, on Twitter at Molly Comedy. And where can we find you, Michelle Renee?
You can find me on Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
Awesome. This has been really fun, you guys. Thank you so much.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.